Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
That our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest is Nicole Byer.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Hello and welcome once again to the, well, this is the season finale of The Neighborhood Listen.
Oof, I mean, I'm kind of sad about that.
I am
well,
too.
I mean, I'm not doing anything, Bert. I mean, what am I going to do? We're still stuck in the house. I mean, I guess I'm just going to do a podcast by myself.
Exactly. Is that true? Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know. I was just thinking of calling it like drinking with Joan or crying with Joan or sleeping with Joan.
So in depending on what the title is, that's what you will be doing in the podcast.
Correct. See, you've got it.
But you won't be doing, are these three separate podcasts you're proposing?
I mean, I have got the time, but you're right. It could be drinking with Joan, comma. What did I say? Crying with Joan,
crying
comma,
with Joan.
And sleeping with Joan, comma.
Oh, so I see.
Not necessarily in that order.
Here's what I thought. I thought it was you were either going to do a podcast that's all about drinking, a podcast that's all about sleeping, or a podcast that's all about crying. I didn't realize you were proposing all of these activities.
I wasn't until you gave me the ideas. I see.
This is how creativity works.
I know. You need two people for it, Bernd. This is what I'm saying.
You always need two people for creativity.
That's Bernd, by the way.
Bernd, me a payday.
If you're just joining us for the first time for our season finale, maybe you discovered our podcast while you were stuck inside the house.
Maybe people were talking about it and you finally gave in and you said, okay, I'm gonna check this one out.
That's right.
To see how I'm going to wait till it got good because I'll assume that at the beginning it wasn't very good and then at the end it probably got better.
Well, it did take time for us to find our footing, you know. I'm Joan Pedestrian, by the way. And my husband, Doug. Hey, babe, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm Doug Corn Pedestrian.
That's right. Doug did take my last name in the marriage.
That's right. And Doug is the engineer for this show. He records the podcast and is responsible for the sound. So if you like it or don't like it, you have it. You can attach a person's name to your feelings.
Sure.
And well, Doug, where Doug is always.
Part
of the house.
Please be forgiving because, you know, we were really working through some technical difficulties in the last couple of weeks. But if you had trouble with the sound last season, I don't know what to tell you. I guess blame Doug.
We've had time to fix
but
it.
But he's in our bar today. He's in our downstairs bar because I thought that'd be funny. Kind of like how Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live has someone in the bar. And today it's my husband and he's making some cocktails.
But no one else is down there.
Nope.
So on Watch What Happens Live, correct me if I'm wrong, I've seen it a few times. The bar is right off to the side and there's other people that are on the show. So everyone's right in the same room, but Doug is in an empty bar.
Right. Our bar is the bar that has really that looked the most like the bar on the show is in the basement. So that's I just thought that made
now,
sense.
So this implies, and again, we've gotten into this. Your house is quite it's deceptively. I'm never sure whether to say deceptively small, or deceptively large. It's deceptively small, but inside there's so many rooms, and Doug is he's in. Well, you're implying he's in one of several bars.
No, I mean, look, you can anything can be a bar in a house, right? I mean, you put a bottle of vodka on it, it's a bar. Bam. At least that's how I live my life. So, but the one that actually was, you know, like we got it all set up down there with like, you know, actual nice bar stools and we've got you know, actual places to put all the glasses, you know, something that was really built to be a bar, that is downstairs.
Exactly.
Yes.
Any theme, tiki or otherwise?
Otherwise.
Well, what I kind of liked was Doug loves Cheers. So half of it looks like Cheers. But I was a huge Sex and the City fan. So half of it looks like a 90s New York Cosmo phantasm.
So half of it just traditional old Boston pub.
That's
and then
right.
The other half is like practically in the dark, black
mm-hmm.
light.
Mm-hmm. We just compromised. That's what marriage is,
sure.
Bernd.
Well, I wouldn't know, of course. Doug, how are you doing? I remember you asked me a question for the first time recently. And so I thought I would return the favor and ask you how you are doing.
I'm doing okay. I've been working on my curveball with the mug like they do in Cheers.
Working on your curveball with the mug.
I mean, he just loves Sam Malone.
Right.
You know, when you pass the glass of beer to
the customer. You slide the glass down, sure.
Slide, that's the word I was looking for. So,
what was the word you used? Pass?
Curveball, and then I used pass.
Right.
Slide. So, I'm trying to slide it on a curve, you know, with the bar, and it just Absolutely. Keeps break. It just keeps falling off and breaking.
I've broken many glasses. And then he was trying to do it with a martini glass on the Sex and the City side, and that was also a disaster. It turns out you really can't.
You can't.
But everyone says, learn a new skill, you know? And that's what Doug was trying to learn. I feel all this pressure to learn new skills, you know, and I've got a lot of stress, but I've got my friend, Linda Pippert and, Linda Pippert and Lurleen Twist, my two great friends,
right.
They both are learning new languages. And I'm like, Linda, Lurleen, what are you doing? You're making me look bad. I'm in my pajamas. I'm eating muffins.
So both little Linda and Lurleen are learning new languages?
Linda and Lurleen are learning new languages.
What languages are they learning?
Latin. I was trying for some alliteration. I'm sorry, Bernd.
Now, speaking of Neighbor Hap Joan, we do, as you may or may not know, if you're one of these people that we were talking about earlier or just listening for the first time, what we do is we take posts from the Neighbor Hap social networking application, and we take a look at our neighborhood, Dignity Falls, via those posts. And today is no different. Even though it's the season finale,
it's no different.
We're going to do the same thing every episode. And Joan, do you have one for us today?
I thought you were going to. I was going to wrap up in the third segment with one.
You know what? That's correct. We did. Sometimes we talk about it beforehand. Sometimes we don't. We did talk about it beforehand, but in my mind, we didn't. So I am ready to go with this post. This comes to us. This is under the general category, under the category of general.
Okay.
And this was submitted to us. This was a listener sent this in. They screen capped it and sent it in. Submitted by JT Grant 3. JT Grant 3.
That's a fancy name.
It's pretty fancy. It's got initials and a number.
A number.
This was a post posted by someone named Belinda. Belinda says, please don't hurt the possums. They may look ugly, but they are only marsupial. If you are bothered by them, let me know. I'll try to come catch it and relocate it. I'm not the possum woman, but I don't want possums to get hurt. By the way, that was the subject line.
That was the entire thing was the subject line.
That was
wow. Okay.
Yes, it's all in bold. That's the subject line. Here is the body of the post. Please don't hurt the possums. They may look ugly, but they are only marsupial. If you are bothered by them, let me know. I'll try to come catch and relocate it. I'm not the possum woman, but I don't want possums to get hurt.
So I'm sorry. She repeated the entire subject in the body of the message.
Yes, but not in boldface. So a more
That's
muted,
the only difference.
A more muted approach. Yes. So this is Belinda, who claims to not be the possum woman. I don't know that I was ready to make that accusation, but she has forestalled that line of attack. And she's saying, before you even tell me, I am not the possum woman. She's just someone who cares about possums. Now, is there someone who is the possum woman?
I don't know. I will say, Bernd, I was right with you after the first reading, but as soon as she repeated it, I thought the possum lady doth protest too much. Because if you're going to say it a second time, if someone's saying like, I didn't sleep with him, I didn't sleep with him, I didn't sleep with him, you say it three times, you slept with him. I'm just speaking from like a hypothetical standpoint. But if someone's trying to deny something, and if they deny several times, then it probably means that they really did it. So I think she's
like
St.
Peter denying St. Peter denying Jesus Christ on the night of the crucifixion.
Right. And they said, Easter, you know, this weekend.
That's right. Well, as of this recording, yes, Easter is coming up. Oh. And of course, yeah. Bunny Day on the video game Animal Crossing.
Oh, God. Doug, you Jalliope is into that. I don't understand it at all. Doug and Jalliope are just all about it. It's a whole thing.
I can't wait for Bunny Day.
Go ahead, babe. I don't know what I don't know anything about it. You talk about it.
I've been wearing an eggshell on my head for a week.
As have I. You know, Doug, I didn't realize you were playing Animal Crossing New Horizon, but I am, of course, on there as well, and I didn't realize Jalliope was playing. I will send my friend code.
Oh, great. That 13-digit friend code?
That's right.
I'll memorize it.
Well, I don't know. I feel left out. I guess I'll have to get into it.
Here's the game, and it's a very adorable game. Basically, you are the only human being who lives on an island full of anthropomorphic animals. One of them, who is a large raccoon, he is in charge of everything. He tricks you into a loan. This is how the game starts, is he welcomes you to this island. This island is going to be your home. And he says, hey, you'll want a house or a tent to sleep in while you're here, right? And you say, sure. And then he says, great, here it is. Oh, also, that will be X amount of bells, which is the currency on these islands. So it starts off on a lie. And then from there, you just get deeper and deeper into debt with this raccoon. There's no way out of it. There's no way out of it.
I think I'll just keep drinking. That is way too complicated. I think it's quite dark, actually. You invite Jalliope. You guys have a good time. Doug needs a hobby. It's fine. You guys play it. It's all right. I'll go take a look. Oh, maybe I'll look over his shoulder.
Dad got a grave.
He got a what, honey?
What's that?
Where are you even talking
Dad,
from? How are you?
Dad got a grave.
Are you down in the bar,
Jalliope?
Honey?
Jalliope got on the line?
Are you in the bar with Dad?
What?
I came down just to say that Dad got a grave.
I don't know what that means.
Watch
honey.
Out for broken glass. Doug, what is this about the grave?
I've got a grave in Animal Crossing.
There's different animals that give you gifts.
Yes. One of the animals was a blue bunny and said he had a gift just for me. And I placed it down and it was a grave.
Oh, that confused me because I thought you were talking about our actual graves. You know, Bernd, Doug and I already have our plots chosen.
That's right.
Good thinking.
There, it's right in front of the first house I ever sold.
Right in front?
Yes.
And so how did you manage that? How did you arrange that? I'm curious as to what that conversation was like with the people who live in that home.
Well, I had it done before I sold the home. And to be honest, okay, I guess let's be honest. Right? Let's be honest. So I used it as a selling point. I said, and you know, here you have, if you want, because it was a young couple that was moving in. I said, if you want, you live here for the rest of your life. You also can live here after the rest of your life. And won't that be sweet? You'll never have to leave home and you'll be together. But they moved out almost immediately. They flipped the house and changed the whole thing completely. Everything just got sort of redone. They actually put marble in the front yard, which was such a strange choice. And so, honestly, I don't legally have to claim that there are now set holes in the ground for two plots because it's half on the state property or half on the city's property and half on the house. So what's weird is I didn't have to really claim it, but what's weird is when we're buried there, I guess the city will half belong. Well, so half belong to the city will have to belong to the front yard. I did not expect to share that and to get caught in that moment. So I'm a little flustered.
It's almost a reverse poltergeist. All right. Yes. Well, with the possum woman, I will say that I commend her on wanting to take care of these creatures because they're just innocent creatures, even though they are ugly. I don't know what people are doing to them that she seems moved or compelled to step forward and say, please let me deal with them. But I also I'm intrigued by the defense. They may look ugly, But they are only marsupial.
I was about to say the same thing, as if that's an explanation. I think because she's thinking, well, marsupials, those belong, you know, that family includes the mouse and things that are cuter. But that doesn't make the possum cuter to me.
Is that true?
Yes.
Are mice marsupials?
Oh, great. Am I wrong? Other marsupials are adorable.
What is a marsupial?
Like a kangaroo. Am I wrong?
A kangaroo is a marsupial. Yes. I don't know that mice have pouches where they
fine, they're just keep rodents. Young. All right, fine.
I think they're just rodents, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. A kangaroo. My second guess was right. I think what she's absolutely trying to say is other marsupials are much cuter than a possum is. But I'll say, I don't mind possums. The twins had one for a pet for years. And so
is that so?
Mm-hmm, yes. It was against my wishes. And they brought him in and they domesticated him and... You know,
this was Matt and Grib.
Yes. Yep. Matt and Grib. And they loved that thing. They loved that thing. They brought it down to dinner. Sure. They fed it at the table. It was absolutely disgusting. They named him Mr. Grabbers.
Mr. Grabbers, because yep. he had a penchant for grabbing things.
Yeah, especially your dick.
They have beautiful. Well.
That's what he grabbed. That is what that animal grabbed. God love me.
Exclusively.
Anytime Doug was walking past, anytime Mitch or Grib were walking past, that's what he did.
Wow. That's,
I think he just thought that do marsupials grab? I mean, they grab, right? They grab, they hang from the trees.
They have little hands.
They have beautiful hands.
Beautiful hands.
Actually,
Doug,
quite beautiful.
Is a monkey
hands.
A marsupial? Is a primate? Why am I getting elegant. So confused about animals today?
I really don't know. Well, let me just say very quickly.
I feel like the world's upside down even more so now. Let's just move on.
We should. Yes, we should. We should probably take a break. And I just want to say to Mr. Grabbers, if you can hear this, time's up. Well, we will be back with a guest here. In quote unquote studio. Of course, we're not in studio. We're all still sheltering in place in our homes. But we have somebody who's joining us, a very interesting person that we found through very curious means. Mm-hmm. More when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Hey, y'all, it's Ashley B. Free couch. Loved couch that we need to get rid of ASAP. Local pickup only by today. Dimensions. 84 width by 35 height. Now, y'all, I know I didn't include a picture. So, just imagine a couch in those dimensions that is loved, y'all. Like, we loved this couch. But we do have to get rid of it as soon as possible. We loved it. It must be gone. I can't show you a picture of it, but if you're local, come by and get it. Maybe don't look at it. Oh, you know the dimensions. Why do you need to see everything? Just know that it was loved and that we have to get rid of it as soon as possible. All right, y'all. This is Ashley B. Bye.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Well, Joan, we have a guest that we found. This has never happened before. Usually it's someone who has posted or someone that's in a post that we've tracked down. But this somebody sent this to us on Twitter, a guy named Opus, his actual name, Opus Moreski.
Yes. Hey, it's Opus, to be specific.
Hey, it's Opus on Twitter. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he sent this. This is apparently happening right now. This is trending. He sent us a banner alert that he got on the Neighbor app, and this is trending here in Dignity Falls.
Right here in Dignity Falls, this is happening.
This is exciting. Because of the trending. It's when everyone's talking about something.
That's right.
And so this Opus sent us this banner alert that he got. He did a little screen cap of his phone. It says, trending, colon, ham. I cannot find a ham anywhere. Does anyone have any recommendations?
And so I went on our Neighbor app and put out sort of a call saying, you know, who does anyone, and I attached this and I said,
put
you know,
your feelers, put out your
my feelers because I have ways of finding people. And
your
this
grabbers.
Gal, that's right, my grabbers. And I found this woman who said, I'm the one who's looking for ham. And Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what's weird is I Need Ham is her username. So I actually still don't know her name. I just have I Need Ham. And so I guess we'll find out. But that is her handle right now. Anyways, I think that she's I can see her right now. Hello. Hello, ma'am. Hello. I'm not going to call you I Need Ham. I'd love to know your actual name.
Oh, my name is Gidget.
Gidget, what a sweet name. That's a delightful name.
Thank you. I'll tell my mother.
Oh, are you British?
I am. I'm from England. Nottingham, England.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
And how long have you lived here in Dignity Falls?
Oh, I moved here about 6 months ago, and I moved here because I heard America has a lot of ham, and I got here and I haven't been able to locate one single ham.
Oh, no, we thought that you meant because of what's going on right now, that perhaps there'd been a run on ham in Dignity Falls. I don't eat ham, so I haven't been paying attention to the
ham
situation.
You don't eat ham.
I don't. I'm sorry. It's just not for me. Maybe, you know, for the Easter holidays, I'll make an Easter ham, or for Christmas, but I'm not into ham. What do you love about ham, Gidget?
The texture. I love how big it is. I love how pink it is. Pink is my favorite color, and it reminds me of babies. It's salty, it's sweet, it's hearty. Also, it could double as a plate if you get a big enough slice of ham.
So you could slice, I almost started doing your accent. So you could slice a big slab of ham, and uh-huh. then you could put other smaller foods on top of it.
Yes, you know, you could put, like to do it for breakfast. So you get a big, big, chunky slice of ham. You scramble up some eggies. You put it on the ham. You toast some bread. You put it on the ham. You butter it up. And then you have to hold it with two hands. I've made the mistake of holding it with one, and everything just splatters everywhere. And then you're oh no, I got to clean. I'm all knackered. I can't eat. So
that means tired, burnt in British speak.
Oh, thank you. I was going to ask. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for clarifying. You're so kind.
It's just one of my favorite words. I just love knackered. I mean, it's just such... you guys have such great words for things. We have a boring way of describing things. Knackered is like so specific.
We say tired.
Yeah, boo. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It is.
All right, I'm sorry.
Very boring.
So you use ham for a plate sometimes.
Yes.
But I want to get back to this. So before everyone had to start sheltering in place, before mm-hmm. there was a run on toilet paper and apparently ham. Actually, that's my question. Did you know? So you're saying that you couldn't find ham anywhere here in Dignity Falls before this started going on?
You're saying for 5 months, you could not find a ham anywhere.
Well, I moved here 6 months ago, and the minute I got off the plane, I went to the supermarket to see if I could find a ham, and I couldn't. And
the minute you got off the plane?
Yes, I landed at the airport, and then I rented a car from Hertz Rental Car, because I like that name better than Dollar or Advantage or National or Alamo or Payless or
Enterprise
or any of them.
I have to agree with you.
Enterprise.
Well, what about Enterprise? Doug, I knew he was going to say that.
I just was waiting for it.
It was a bit of a struggle. I said, ooh, Enterprise, that's two syllables. I like it. But Hertz is just so compact and nice. I like Hertz. So then I got in my...
No, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I got into my Hertz rental car. I was driving on the opposite side of the road, which was truly...
Oh, dear. Yes.
It was a mind fuck. At some point, I was on the wrong side and I was like, ack, this car's coming at me. I got to get my ham. So then I pulled into the grocery store. I parked in the handicap spot, even though I don't have... I don't have the tags.
Oh,
but...
No.
I figured if someone said anything, I would say, oh, I'm incapacitated because I need ham. So
oh, wow.
I go inside. there's no hams to be found. And I thought a prank was being pulled on me. The wool was dragged over my eyes. But then I was like, I don't know anyone here. And then truly, I've just been searching for ham ever since. And
can I ask you, Gidget?
Please.
When you're in the supermarket and you're parked there in the handicap stall, spot. You were.
Did they call it a stall in England? Maybe you were more right than you knew.
Bert, we do call them stalls. They're not parking spots. They're stalls for cars.
I've stumbled into the correct nomenclature. This is wonderful. So you're there in the handicap stall, and you go in the supermarket. You don't see any ham. Do you ask anyone working there, hey, do you have ham here?
The thought didn't occur to me, but it was such a long flight, and when I didn't see that there was, and it was nonstop.
You did drive directly there from your flight, so that does make sense, I suppose.
Yes,
and maybe grocery stores here are sort of arranged differently than they are back at home, but that would have maybe been the first thing to try. Now, what did you do to try to find him in the other 5 months?
Oh, I would knock on people's doors. I went to a farm.
Was that the very next thing you did?
Oh, the next day I started pounding the pavement. Honestly, my shoes are worn out. I feel like Forrest Gump. I'm just going from door to door. I don't stop. I didn't shave.
So you just tried the one grocery store. They didn't have ham.
One grocery
store. The next day, you're taking to the streets.
Yes, because I needed ham.
No, I understand.
We understand what the end goal was. What did you say that you did after the knocking on doors?
Oh, after that, I went to a farm.
The farm.
And I
right.
said, give me the ham. And they
that's
said,
a good idea.
At the ready. They said, no, because it's not ham yet. And then they wouldn't sell me the pig. So then I was like, well, I guess I have to knock on some more doors.
Let me ask you this. If they had been willing to part with a pig, you were ready to slaughter it?
I was curious too. Do you know how to do it? Can you butcher a pig?
I've never done it before, but you know, there's this thing on the internet called YouTube.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar.
There's,
yes.
There's a lot of tutorials. There's TikTok dance challenges, and there's a lot of tutorials. So I figured I'd learn a dance and slaughter the pig.
Oh, you sure?
Kill two birds with one stone.
I mean, if you can find one video with both, then you're set. So you couldn't get the pig at the farm. And then what was your next move?
She went back to knocking on doors.
Went back to knocking on
doors. That's what she did. So I'm curious, what was an interaction, just one of them, off the top of your head, like when you would knock on the door?
So somebody knocks on the door, they say, hello. I say, hello, my name's Gidget. Do you have any ham? I'm looking for it. I need it to be pink, maybe a honey baked, or just a ham steak, or... yeah, those are the two hams I know. And a lot of people would say, no, get out of here, you silly British lady. Or they would say, come on in. And then they wouldn't have ham, but they would try to give me bacon. And I was like, they're different. One person tried to give me Canadian ham, and that was
That's fantastic that some people took you in.
Oh, there were so many kind people in this town. But I will say, the person who gave me Canadian ham, I truly wanted to kill them. How dare you give me a coaster of ham? I need a big, big round piece of ham.
It's a tease to give you somebody a slice of Canadian bacon. It's like a mockery of what a big plate-sized slice of ham would be.
That is true.
Now, you understand. Yes. You understand.
You mentioned honey-baked ham, Gidget, and I was wondering, I feel weird mentioning this, but you know that is an actual business. It's a store. It's actually called honey-baked, and you can order it or just go right into the store, and all they have is quite literally ham. And there is one just outside of Dignity Falls, right near the expressway.
Oh, I returned my car to Hertz.
Oh, sorry. So you're stuck on foot because your rental
car. I see. How could you have possibly known? I just thought maybe you would. Did you ever try Googling where to find ham at Dignity Falls?
Google? No, I've never. I guess I've never tried to Google.
Do you use something different in Britain? Is honestly, it Ask Jeeves? Is that what you use in Britain?
Bing.
You use Bing.
We use Bing.
Well, did you try using Bing to search for ham in your nearest locale?
Honestly, no. I thought it would be so easy to find ham. What a simple request for an Nottingham girl to want ham.
So
it's nowhere to be found. This town is called Dignity Falls. There's no dignity here. Only filth. It's bad.
Oh, well, I think that's a little unfair to our town. Because first of all, I just mentioned a place that does sell ham. I did say it's just outside of town, but it's right on the border. And also, here's another question. If you moved here just for ham, I did want to know, did you also get a job once you got here, or have you spent all of your time just looking for ham? How do you support your ham quest?
I'm a cam girl. Mm-hmm. I make videos of me eating ham. So I haven't been able to work because I can't find ham. But I've told all of the subscribers to my OnlyFans that I will have ham soon. And it'll be so much ham, they won't be able to believe it. So I've been supporting myself on people paying for the near future of me eating ham on my OnlyFans account.
So just the promise of eating ham, and you've got these people giving you money. Is it possible, if you are a cam girl, maybe you could become some sort of person who wants to be humiliated by the promise of you eating ham, and then you never deliver on that promise.
You know, you could find someone. You know, there's someone out there.
They're out there.
So what
They're
you
out
just
there.
Described was pure fantasy for them. That Gidget here could make a reality. What do you think about that, Gidget?
You're right. I like it. That's a good idea. I never thought of that. You guys are very, very what's the word? Enterprising. No,
not
smart. That's a good word.
Not hurtsing?
Not hurtsing. Oh, that was a good callback.
Oh, thank you. What's a callback?
Oh, a callback is when somebody in a conversation repeats something that was said just a couple minutes earlier to the other people in the conversation going, tee-hee-hee, I remember that. I feel involved.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I see. They call it back.
Isn't that fun?
I understand now.
Yes. I love
it's
that.
I love these British terms
English
of phrase.
Thing.
Yes. Let me ask you, Gidget, where before you were a cam girl, what got you into that? What was your life before? What are your interests outside of ham cam? We'd just like to get to know more about you as a citizen of Dignity Falls.
Oh, well, before I became a cam girl, I was a wife. I was a stay-at-home wife. Didn't have any kids. I had a nice husband. His name was Tulum. And Tulum and I were married when I was 21 years old.
Wow,
and
then, very young.
Mm-hmm. Very young, fresh out of high school. And I decided after being with him for 30 years that I didn't want to be with him anymore. So I left Tulum.
So to at the age of 51, yes. You said,
I'm done.
May I say also, you look terrific.
Incredible.
I never would have guessed.
It must be all the ham.
Honestly, here's a secret to good skin. When you finally get your little paws on some ham, take the ham grease, wipe it on your face, and
really?
Go to sleep.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm very interested in that. I'm into any new skincare. I will try anything.
Yes. Also, you could put code ham slices on your eyes like cucumbers.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Oh, that's where that Canadian bacon comes in.
Now, you mentioned back when you met him, you didn't have kids. Do you have kids now?
No, I was going to have a child, but then I thought, too much work.
You're right there. You are right there.
It's, I don't understand why we teach children so much. You know,
why we teach them so much is in so much content we teach them, or we act the act of teaching, we teach them too much.
I just the content, I don't understand that. Like, you know, we keep going over and over the alphabet with children. You keep repeating it. And I'm like, they'll get it one day. Yeah, there's so many books about it. Also, you have to teach kids about animals. You know those books where they're like, this is an elephant. Why does a child need to know what an elephant is?
Well, yes, it's true. I, for whatever reason, children respond to books with animals. But I guess when I'm not learning enough, since I guess apparently I know shit about animals since I messed up the whole marsupial thing.
Well, no, Joe, you got to stop beating yourself up over that.
Well, I'm very, very embarrassed about it. Okay,
I know, Joan, but you really should let it go. It's an honest mistake, and no one
I feel like everyone's laughing at me.
I don't.
Nobody's laughing.
You're laughing right now, Bert.
Nobody knows what a marsupial is.
No one knows.
Thank you, Gidget.
No one's ever known. No one's ever known. Tulum must have been devastated when you left him after 30 years of marriage.
I need to know a little more about Tulum. What did he do for a living? Tell me about him.
Oh, Tulum was an entrepreneur. He had his own business. He's still living. He's got jet black hair. He's got two eyes that are emerald green.
Okay.
He's got most of his teeth. He's about, I would say I'm 5'9". He's about 4'11".
Oh, wow.
So we looked at so striking together. But he also used to wear a lot of heels to make himself a little taller.
Certainly some lifts. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loved wearing gauchos. He loved wearing a button down that was only buttoned halfway. I loved him.
He sounds like quite a dashing little man.
He does. Indeed.
He was a dapper, dashing little man. And I did love him. I did. I married him. We were together 30 years.
Right?
I just, you know, after 30 years of looking at the same little man, you're like, there's other little men out there.
So have you found any of them in Dignity Falls?
Honestly, everyone here is so tall.
It's a very tall town. It's
we
true.
Are known. Yes, we are known for that.
Sometimes I'm just looking for just a small little person.
Oh, okay. That goes into your criteria. Is there a diminutive nature?
Yes, I like little men who overcompensate in other ways.
Okay.
You love a Napoleon complex.
That gets me so rock hard.
Really? Now, when you say rock hard, I kind of like that. I kind of like taking a phrase that a man would use and use it as a lady.
Let me try. Oh, I'm so wet right now.
Oh, that is not working for me, Bert.
Is that not
I'm
good?
Not sure it can.
Is that
nope.
not good?
Nope. I can't unhear that, and I wish I could. And now I can't remember the marsupial thing. You just pushed me past that.
My boxer briefs are soaked.
Oh, no.
But Bert, I think when a man says
it.
That.
I'm ovulating right now. You like that, Joan?
Now that disturbed me.
I wish I had not brought this up. This game does not work. I was wrong.
I think I have a UTI. No.
Drink some cranberry juice.
Oh, there's some in the bar.
Honestly.
If only that worked. It does a little bit.
I've heard it doesn't work.
It doesn't work all the way. Of course it doesn't.
Bad news.
I read an article.
So, let's get back to your ham situation, okay?
Oh, yes.
I understand you're probably, are you isolating on your own? Are you with somebody? Do you have company during this time? And my second follow-up question is,
yes.
What have you done to, have you tried to find a substitute to ham? A hamstitute, if you will? I don't know. Is that funny? Anyway.
It's an elegant portmanteau.
Thank you.
Pork manta.
What are you eating? Because I know that it sounded like that's what you love to eat, but I'm just worried that you're not eating anything else if you can't find ham. I just want to make sure that you're eating enough.
I guess I would say I'm not eating enough. I just drink a lot of water and I eat a little bit of cereal every day.
just a little bit of cereal every day.
Yes, just a little handful of cereal every day.
Is it the same cereal every day or do you mix it up?
The same cereal. It's Honey Bunches of Oats because I love that black lady who wears the shower cap.
She's pretty fantastic. She's a riot. She's a riot.
I had heard she retired from the Honey Bunches of Oats factory.
Oh, no.
I think you really just delivered some bad news to Gidget, Bert.
I did not expect that reaction, but that is an actual thing that I've heard.
I'm devastated. Do you mean... I'm not going to get commercials with her anymore.
No, I believe they're still running the commercial. I think she retired a couple of years ago, but they're still running commercials with her appearing.
Thank God.
Yes, I feel like I just saw a commercial the other day, so I think we're good there.
So perfect. Okay, so you wake up, you have your handful of Honey Bunches of Oats, mm-hmm. plenty of water. And then is that it for the day?
That's it for the day. I don't want to fill up just in case I find ham.
Well, here, I just want to give you a tip. I would like you to Google honey baked ham in this area. You'll find the address. Now, I don't know right now if they're if they're still open, but they might be delivering ham. I think it's a very real possibility. You could get ham delivered to your door, Gidget. I don't want to get your hopes up, but honestly... They provide most restaurants and sort of catering companies and food stuffs stores are still open and providing food. And boy, she's really excited. I maybe should have checked this out on my own before I gave you this news. But I really do think we have a good chance here, Gidget.
You mean I could open my door at 1 p.m. and there'd be a ham laying on the ground for me?
If that's the time that you prefer it, then absolutely.
Oh my God. I wish I'd spoken to you earlier.
I do too.
6 months ago, after I went to that first dreaded supermarket in my Hertz car, I wish I had talked to you then. Oh.
I wish you had. I also wish you'd talked to someone in the supermarket.
I really wish that you had done that.
And said, am I looking in the wrong place for ham because I didn't see any, rather than just immediately going to your new home and setting the alarm to knock on doors the next day.
Well, and the sad thing is that there really might now be a run on ham. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't eat it, but there might not be the ham that I thought was available for her at this particular point. But I would hope that a place like Honey Baked Ham is actually providing thing that they make.
I would say that as a person who makes their living online, you could probably search for ham any number of ways. And there's probably any number of ways to have it delivered right to your door. So I think you'll find you one way or another. If you just keep looking, you will find that ham that you want.
I do too. I think that your ham is out there.
Thank you. These are truly just such wonderful, uplifting words of hope that my ham is out there. I believe it too.
There's
my
ham
is out there.
Yeah, I was raised to believe there's a ham for everyone in this world.
Yes.
Let me ask you, but we do have to let you go. I understand you have a ham search. Let me ask you, have you heard from Tulum since you've broken up?
Yes, Tulum tries to contact me almost once a week. He used to send me singing telegrams. So somebody dressed as a ham would come to my door and sing to me. A hamgram, if you will. And I was like, he's taunting me. He knows I can't find the ham. And then that subsided. And then he was doing messenger pigeons. And I finally texted him and was like, we have technology. So now we've progressed. Now we do a lot of Zoom phone calls.
Certainly.
I taught him about Zoom.
It's interesting you knew Zoom and not Google.
You make your living as a cam girl. You're familiar with Bing. You know about texting and Zoom. You were not able to search for ham online.
And where does Tulum live? Tulum, is he still back in England?
He lives in Nottingham, London, England.
Oh, he's still in Nottingham. Okay.
Where we're from.
Right.
Certainly.
Okay.
Do you think you could ever patch things up with Tulum? Do you think you'd ever get back together? If that's not too personal a question.
It's not. I appreciate the question. I was with the man for 30 years. I think I would get back together with him. Honestly, this whole quarantine situation has made me realize that he's not dead. He's a good man. And the man I'm currently with isn't great.
You are with someone. I thought that you were by yourself.
No, did I say that? I'm a liar.
Okay.
I'm quarantined with a man I found on the street when I was knocking on doors.
You found him on the street when you were knocking on your way to one house. He was just on the street.
He was jogging.
Oh.
And I said, hello. And he said, hello. And I said, do you want a spot of tea? And he said, sure. And then they were like, shelter in place. And I was like, well, I guess you're here. And
we did have a town crier walk around and yell shelter in place,
yes,
Paul Revere style.
Right.
When it was time to shelter in place that night. I do remember that. It was a little startling. But you know what? It was effective. Was it Chuck?
Yeah, it was Chuck.
It was very effective. Of course it was.
Yes. So you essentially had one brief exchange with this man, yes, and you found yourselves confined to quarantine together.
Yep. Sounds straight out of a movie, and it probably will be a movie in a couple years.
I think it should be.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I think there's going to be so many movies about quarantine, and nobody wants to see them.
I can't wait for them. I want to see them. I can't wait for all these quarantine movies to come out. Some will be happy. Some will be sad. Some will be, there'll be some magical realism quarantine movies. It's going to be a great time for cinema.
I don't know if it's going to be a great time. I feel like 5 years from now at the Oscars, there's going to be a movie about a family trying to recreate a TikTok, and everyone's going to love it, and I already hate it.
That's very possible. Now, I need to know how
right
tall.
Now.
What is the name of this gentleman you're quarantining with, and how tall is he?
His name is Giorgio Arfani.
Oh, I wasn't ready to get the last name. Okay.
That was a surprise to me as well.
It was, yeah.
I did not expect the full
His name is Giorgio Arfani, and how tall is he?
He's 5 foot, which is a little tall for me.
Oh, dear.
But do you call him Stretch around the house?
I do. I call him Stretch Armstrong.
You're basically in like a reality show. You're like a 90 day quarantine or something.
Mm. A little bit, yeah. I guess it would be before
quarantine
the 90
at first
days.
Sight.
Before
quarantine
the 90 days.
Quarantine at first sight, yes.
Quarantine at first sight, there you go. Mm. There it is. And how is it going? You said you don't like him too much. Where is he right now?
Oh, right now he's in the garden.
Oh.
He's pulling up weeds. That's all he does. He pulls weeds. And honestly, I don't understand why you would have to pull weeds. Aren't they plants? I don't know.
You may have to pull weeds if you've been stung on the face by a hive of angry wasps. And you need to take the empty wasp's nest, combine it with the weeds to make medicine.
Oh, wow. You know, Burnt's a pharmacist. I didn't know you knew about that old style medicine.
Well, I know that from Animal Crossing New Horizon.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that actually work in real life.
Wait, that's a real thing in Animal Crossing?
It's a real thing in Animal Crossing. In life, I don't think if you just take a bunch of weeds and combine them with a wasp's nest, I don't think you get medicine. But you know what? You might as well. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose?
What's your exactly. island called in
it's
Animal
called,
Crossing?
My island is called Plagueton because I started playing during the plague.
Mine is called Juicy Puss. They wouldn't let me put the pussy. they said I couldn't put anything offensive. And I was like, but it's not offensive if you're just advertising what you got.
It's more informative.
Yes, just letting people know when they come to the island, they'll be slipping and sliding.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's making me juicy right now.
I knew you were going to do that, Bert. I knew you were going to say something, and I didn't get it out fast enough. Oh, boy. Doug, don't get any ideas.
Well, Gidget, thank you so much for joining us. I wish you the best of luck in your ham search, yes, and in your relationship or lack of one with Giorgio Orfani.
Yeah, and in your ham cam career. I do hope that you can get of that course, going again.
Of course, ham cam career. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, this was the highlight of my Friday.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. But take care, and well, I hope that it goes well with Giorgio, and I do hope you keep in touch with Tulum. He sounds like a nice man.
You know what? Maybe I will get back with Tulum. You two are inspiring and kind and nice. Au revoir.
Oh, the French goodbye.
So continental. Well, thank you so much, Gidget, and we have to take a little break, and when we return, more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Hi, everybody. Women's engagement ring and wedding band wrap. $1,500. Beautiful engagement ring. 2.5 carat white gold ring. 2 carat cubic zirconia. And 0.5 carat diamonds. Those were the problems began. Size 7. Can easily be resized. Right, you go.
I'm going because I want to, not because you told me.
Okay, just go.
$500 men's wedding band, modern. 10 karat white gold, size 10. Barely worn.
So. Come get them. Are we done?
Oh, I think we're more than done.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it all right?
Oh, like it was your idea. Like it was your idea to be done.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't my idea so much as the way you are made it
the way I am. Yeah. I guess it wasn't my idea.
I guess it wasn't my idea.
To start a text thread with my secretary with full of emojis and stickers and cat memes that I wasn't included on.
Those were all business related.
A cat meme? Business related?
Look,
really?
I meet with a lot of clients who discuss cat memes.
You're perfect. I have to be up on this. Yeah, that was about the Johnson file.
So what if she is perfect?
Oh my God. You never said that to me. Whether or not it was in a cat meme or the regular perfect.
You know why?
Oh, why?
You're
why?
Not.
Why?
Because you're not.
Oh, because I'm not perfect? Yeah. Oh, because I'm human, okay?
Oh, human, I wish.
What?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying you're not human.
You're saying I'm not human? Like, actually, you think I'm not human? Like, not from this world?
Yeah,
like
I think
alien?
You're actually an alien.
Why? Because
yeah,
I actually,
that's what I mean.
Because I actually pick up my clothes after I'm done with them? Because I actually leave a glass in the sink?
The glass
for it to
is my work paid
over
for.
By me in the morning every goddamn time because you just can't rinse it
because
out.
Because you
put
weren't
in the
wearing glasses because you're vain.
What are you talking about? I have astigmatism.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because I just didn't think that you would listen or like understand.
Maybe.
Why would you understand about that when you don't even understand about any other small thing?
If I knew that you had that thing in your eye, it would have changed everything.
It would.
I don't want to sell these rings now.
I don't either. But I do want one that has no cubic zirconia.
Fuck!
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Gidget, what a curious person.
I liked her. She was fun.
She was undoubtedly likable.
Undoubtedly fun, but maybe a little, I don't want to use the word clueless, but like certain things just seem to not register for her,
yes,
even though she seems way competent in many other areas.
Absolutely. She's so close to finding what she wants.
She's really just got a blind spot when it comes to ham, I guess.
Yeah, I get, well, you would think, I don't know, it's a blind spot how to get the ham.
It's how to get the ham, you're right, you're right.
It doesn't seem to be a problem that anyone else has. I mean, although it was, we have to point out, again, it was trending.
I know, I guess we didn't really acknowledge that because it seems like, what, in order for it to trend, other people had to spread that around. Maybe she just started a frenzy and people got worried.
Here's what it could have been. It could have been Gidget's post was trending, but there was a lot of, I don't know how trending works exactly. Maybe there's a lot of activity on the post. A lot of people had comments, probably said the same things that we said to her. Who knows? Who knows? But
yeah, the trending could have been just many people underneath saying, "What are you talking about? Gonna honey baked ham?"
Yes, exactly.
If we had the thread, we could go check it out. But we do not have the thread.
Probably people.
But we got Gidget, and she was a delightful guest.
She was a delightful guest. I hope she and Tulum can make it work once again. No shade to Giorgio Orfani.
No shade at all.
We have.
And I'm surprised I've missed that guy that lives in our neighborhood. Apparently.
Giorgio Orfani, the 5 foot,
jogger. You'd think that he'd be kind of famous, like an urban legend or a cult hero.
Exactly. But, maybe he just started jogging, right before the quarantine hit. And, that's why we hadn't seen him.
It's true. He had just, he's like, of all the days to go jogging. And now I'm stuck quarantining with this woman.
First day jogging, quarantine with a stranger.
We're also tall. We probably missed him.
I beg your pardon, Doug?
What'd you say, honey?
I said, we're also tall. We probably missed him.
That's true. We are all. Yeah. He may have been literally flying under our radar because we are all tall people.
We are all.
As most people in Dignity Falls are.
That's true. All right. Well, I have one last post. This is so sad.
I know. It's very sad. It's very sad.
This is a follow-up to what we were talking about last week. As you know, Bernd has...
I love when we have a follow-up. This is great.
But it's kind of a follow-up of you, Bernd. I hope that's okay.
Oh, dear. Well, let's see.
It's not bad. It's just that I just want to discuss something with you. Because, you know, we mentioned that people are putting bears in the windows for the kids to find on their exercise at night. Because you're allowed to get out and exercise as long as you wear a mask. And you've got to be careful.
It's a fun little game that they can play. Yes.
A little game they can spot the bears. And you didn't have a bear, but you decided to put your ventriloquist dummy, Connie, in the window. And it was...
Yes, that's right.
It was scaring some of the children. And... I've been talking to some other of the neighbors, and it was kind of an issue. So I know you were just trying to participate.
I was.
And the same thing is happening, and now
thought it'd be fun for kids to look in the window and see Connie there.
Right. Well, for other people now. So this is the same update. Going on a bear hunt all over the world. Children and parents are going out walking for a bit to get some exercise and going on bear hunts based on the classic children's book. We're going on a bear hunt. Do you remember that? Remember that one, Bernd?
Me, I do. It was just last week.
Do you remember the book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt?
No, I have no idea what that is. There's a book called We're Going on a Bear Hunt.
Have you never heard of that?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's really fun. Doug used to do it with the kids. It doesn't even have to be a book. So going on a bear hunt. Okay, so you gather kids around, like in a circle. And I had an uncle that did
that
this.
That sounds like a song.
Well, it's both. It's a book, and then you can take it and make it your own. So you don't need the book. After a while, you can throw the book out. And
is this
say,
just
go
a book cover
a bear hunt
with blank pages?
Oh, you're getting really, really hung up on.
I'm having a hard time understanding this.
Think of it as a songbook. What's that, Doug?
Think of it as a songbook.
I think you should not think of the book at all, Bernd. You know what? I want you to clear your slate.
I do apologize.
Clean slate. No book. The book doesn't exist.
I wish I had never brought up the book. If in fact I was the one who brought it up. Okay,
but because here's the why. The why is because no one uses the book. They just use what the song is in the book. They don't. I don't know a single person that does. They do their own because you just sit kids on the floor and you say, going on a bear hunt, going on. And everyone kind of repeats it. They say, gotta get my knapsack. Gotta get my knapsack. We're going through the trees. And you sort of run up against an obstacle. Okay,
is this from Midsummer?
No, it's not. And by the way, I was too afraid to watch that movie. So I just rented it and just sped through. And I'll tell you what, you think that movie's crazy? Try speeding 10 minutes and then another 10 minutes and then another 10 minutes. That is wild. But it was less scary that way. And I also basically saw what happened, and what a weird movie. Anyway, it's Delia's favorite movie in the world. She got into it, was wearing a white robe, and she was wearing flowers on her hair for a while. It was messed up. Anyways, you run into an obstacle, right? You say, we get to a river, and you say, can't go around it, can't go under it, gotta go through it, right? And now everyone goes, slosh, 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 going on a bear hunt, right? And so, I feel like I'm losing you, but it's really, really fun for little kids, and I guarantee some of our listeners know it. It's not, oh my God. Bert, I'm gonna kill you. I'm going to kill you, Bert.
I'm very sorry.
I told you
Joan,
to forget
I'm
about the book.
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. I can't. I just can't wrap my mind around this. It's very confusing.
Why would it matter if it was a book? Why is anything a book?
I don't know why it would matter. Well, that's... That's a story that's not told in the first plural person. If the name of Pride and Prejudice was "We're in Love with Mr. Darcy," then I understand that would be confusing. I didn't understand. And if somebody said Pride and Prejudice, what's it about? Well, you sit around in a circle. And everyone
right, maybe that was a bad example.
I'm in love.
You've run into a low dowry. Can't avoid it. Can't get it bigger. I don't know. I was trying to play along. Okay, here we go. Let me finish this. So forget the book. Neighbors are putting a stuffed bear in the window, a friendly wave to kids who are cooped up. And this woman has put a giant bear on her chair outside the front door. And she says, "Won't you all participate? If you don't happen to have a bear, draw one and tape it up in your window." And this is what I want to talk about. Because, Bernd, we were walking past your apartment the other night. And I know that this is an old post, everybody. But you have taped something in your window.
Yes.
It must have been your attempt to draw a bear. But I got to tell you, it's not resembling a bear. It's resembling something from the deep. It's resembling something. I don't know where there are horns. They appear to be
horns.
It's
a kraken.
It looks like a kraken, not a bear. Did you use an example of a bear to draw this? And also, it looks like it was drawn with your own blood.
Well, I intended to draw a bear, and I hadn't drawn a bear since in the back of the comic books they'd have that that ad where it's like, can you draw Tuffy? And the bear was the bear was the intermediate.
Who's Tuffy,
one.
By the way? I think that was the name
of
an animal.
That was the name of one of the characters. There were three characters that you could draw. There was like a bird, there was a little bear, and then there was a pirate. The pirate was very hard to draw. If you could draw the pirate, you did not need to go to art school. But if you could draw the other ones and you balked at the pirate, then you should go to art school. So
sure.
I tried to draw a bear, and the kraken just kept coming out. That's just kept what coming out, and I finally decided, well, I'm going to make it the best kraken I can make it, and so I really put my back into it, and drew a what I think is a beautiful rendition of the mythical beast of kraken.
And what did you use to draw it?
What image did I use to draw it?
No. What?
What medium? Yes.
Correct.
Yes. It was mostly ink, a little bit of crayon, some marker, and just a tiny splash of my own blood. I wouldn't say
Are
I drew
sure
it with
tiny
my own
splash?
Blood. Just a tiny splash. Okay. Well, because I had cut myself while I was drawing. I get very excited. I'm almost like a Jackson Pollock, but I'm making something that you can tell what it is.
Ooh.
And in the course of doing that, it did
definitely resemble more of a Jackson Pollock than a teddy bear.
Well, I mean eventually I gave up trying to draw the bear, and so what I was trying to draw was what you saw. So mission accomplished. Hang the banner, and I'll take off my flight suit now.
Okay.
So I'll just go back to putting Connie in the window. I know that his jaw mechanism is broken, and his mouth just hangs agape, and he looks like he's perpetually screaming.
It's horrifying.
So I will just go back to putting him in the window.
Please don't. Can you maybe just print up a picture of a bear? Could you do that?
I'm very low on ink, and right. Home printers are. I've yet to find a good one. I've yet to find a good one.
Isn't that the truth?
I feel like I've tried every brand: HP, Epson. Yeah, they're just terrible, and I'll make another attempt at drawing a bear and see what comes out.
Okay, well, I appreciate you participating, and everybody else, maybe if at home, find the best artist in your family and just draw that bear if you don't have one, because we're just trying to keep the children happy, not terrify them right before they go to bed.
I think I dare say that finding the best artist in your family is an activity in itself.
That is fun.
Yes, to see who actually has some talent and who is just without talent, just a buffoon, just someone you can say, well, definitely not you. You can't do it. Let's see. Look at his bear. It's much better than yours.
I will tell you, the artist of our family is Doug.
Doug, is that so? You're an artist.
Oh.
You okay, man?
Oh.
Sorry.
Breaking?
Oh,
you
God. Broken more glasses. Did you just break two more glasses?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I am an artist. You can see I'm not very good at some other things.
No kidding.
Like these.
I don't know why we put you down. There were so many breakable items. But yes, he's a very good artist. I mean, if it's like specific things, like he can draw shapes he's great at.
That's right. I can draw a perfect square.
Perfect. Every side equidistant. Okay.
Well...
Well, we have to, that's good, Doug. That's fine. We have to wrap things up. May I say, Joan, what a pleasure it's been to do another season of this show with you and to get to know our neighbors and to deepen our friendship. This has really truly been a wonderful thing.
It is so true. And even though we're not sitting across from each other, I feel closer to you than ever. And I really, really hope that you... lay off the circus peanuts.
Well, I've finished the circus peanuts. So your wish came true indirectly, because there are none left. I am still eating the power bars, the energy bars that I've been eating. I've been drinking, 10 glasses of water a day.
That's great.
Yes. And, I feel very hydrated and very, sick.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
The cereal bars are not, I don't like them to begin with. And to continue eating them, you know, sometimes you can watch a TV show that you don't like. And if you keep watching it, you sort of develop a Stockholm syndrome with the characters in the story. It is not the way with these cereal bars. I really despise them and they are all that I have to eat.
Okay, then guess what, Bert? I'm definitely going to be dropping off some groceries at your house tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to take no for an answer now. I'm just going to do it. In fact, I should have been doing it from the very beginning. I should have known you weren't going to take care of yourself. And so I'm going to drop off a bunch of round food tomorrow, and you can't not eat any of it. And it's, guess what? It's going to be in a round bag. I'll find one.
That's very, Joan, that's very kind of you. I mean, I've been struggling with these cereal bars are rectangular, and that's been a struggle, but I do appreciate
you were cutting
that.
The corners off, right?
Yes, I was. And that helped. But it did not help the taste. So I will not refuse this help. I think that in this time,
you can taste the squareness, you say.
I can taste I think in this time we all have to acknowledge when we do need help and accept that help when it is offered.
Yes. Yes, so. We do. Yes, we do. So be good to each other.
In return, I will give you a prescription pad that I've that a doctor left at the pharmacy.
And
you
can boy.
Write whatever you want.
I don't know that that's a good idea, Bert. I don't know that that's a good idea.
Well, Can I draw on it?
Sure, honey. Yes, you can.
I mean, you could do that with a regular pad. I don't know why you would need a prescription pad specifically to draw a square.
Just a question.
Well, thank you, listeners. And hopefully there will be a season 3. We have obviously everything's up in the air right now. We have no idea. But Bernt and Joan is our email address. So at gmail.com, if you have a NeighborHap screen cap you'd like to send us, then please feel free to do that. And hopefully there will be a season 3 in which to read them.
In the meantime, you can find half of us on Animal Crossing.
Maybe soon, all of us, who knows? But until next time, goodbye.
And bye.